now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
President Bush's 19-year-old daughter Jenna pled no contest today to a charge of being a minor in possession of alcohol and must attend alcohol awareness classes. Just as an aside, this is the very thing that I got into trouble with down in Newport Beach many years ago. Minor in possession of alcohol. Now, if you're under the age of 21 but over the age of 18, you can go to jail for that. She was cited. Jenna Bush was ordered by Austin Community Court Judge Elizabeth Earle to pay $51 in court costs, serve 8 hours of community service, and attend 6 hours of classes. She actually got it worse than I did. I think I had to pay a $50 fine back in like 1971. The maximum penalty was a $500 fine and community service. She has until July 18th to comply with the court order. This is Jenna Bush, the daughter of President Bush. And have you heard before incidences of her involved in alcohol? There have been some other things discussed, and I think I've seen some things in the tabloids. Ted Bell is the owner of a restaurant, and I imagine, Ted, you owning Ted's of Beverly Hills, you encounter this sort of thing all the time, right?
Phil, I can tell you that the kid, Jenna Bush, and I'm going to speak right now, Phil, probably as an individual who enjoys being a supporter of President Bush. I think Jenna Bush likes to have a good time. I think she, just like her old man did when he was younger, I think she likes to have a good time. I really just shake my head at this Puritanism around alcohol these days. I mean, when did it...
What do you mean by Puritanism?
Well, when did it stop being okay to have a good time and relax? This is a young lady who is relaxing with friends in a downtown establishment, having a cocktail. The Austin police, with way too much time on their hands, decided to make life a little difficult for the restaurant owner, and they cited her.
She was a minor, Ted. You know,
technically, yes, she's a minor at 18 when it comes to liquor. But let me tell you something. What she does in her bedroom is her business because she's an adult. She puts something in her mouth in a bar. It's a ticket. She puts something in her mouth in a bedroom.
Okay, you look it, man. The point that we're trying to make here is that she was a minor. She wasn't, yes, she's over 18, but she wasn't supposed to be drinking.
Well, I think it's understood that a lovely young woman gracing the bar area of a very nice restaurant enhances the look of that establishment. I've been in the restaurant business for 20 years. Okay, Phil, so before we start hearing your opinion, and I value your opinion, and I respect your opinion, and before we start hearing the opinion of your listeners, I've been in the restaurant business for 20 years, and you always get a smile on your face when you see a beautiful young lady having a cocktail at your bar because, frankly, it attracts the male clientele. Now, I was surprised to hear, and again, I was surprised to hear that she's rather attractive because if you get a load of the parents, you know, you'd think there'd be some trouble in the face department, but apparently she's pretty. Is that it?
Is she pretty? Mike, Jenna Bush is an attractive girl. Yes, she's pretty. What do you mean if you get a load of the parents, they're trouble? And
well, neither one of them are knocking it out of the park in terms of looks. But
the wife is Laura.
Well, maybe Laura was better looking when she was younger or something. But this is a young lady. The point that I'm trying to make, she's pretty. It does help a bar to have beautiful young women in the bar area. And this is something restaurants do. I don't think I'm spilling any trade secrets.
Okay, having a beautiful young woman in the bar area does what? It gets guys to come in?
It gets men into the bar area, absolutely. This is something that every restaurant owner, every bar owner has known for years. When you have a businessman spending a decent dollar at your bar because there are attractive young women drinking in there, you're telling me I'm supposed to slice off my own testicles by chasing the women out? Is that what I'm...
If they're underage.
Okay, all right. Okay, guys, have another drink. I just threw out three beautiful women. I've seen guys break off beer bottles and hold them to the throats of bartenders who did that.
But you're breaking the law. She's a...
Phil, hold on. Technically, yes. It's a violation. But I am telling you, there isn't a restaurant that doesn't do it, and the only cops that issue these citations, obviously, when somebody dropped the bag off at the precinct house, they didn't get their cut.
Well, what's the reason they don't write that? What is the reason that, because the cop wasn't greased all week or something?
Phil, we can't survive unless we get a fair quotient of good-looking women in the bar. I call them young ladies. In the bar with the guys. The drink whore...
What do you mean, drink whore?
I didn't mean drink whore. I mean a single female patron is a staple. You start throwing them out, you strangle the businessman trade. And I'm just telling you that what this is not an unusual thing.
All right, Ted Bell is with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jenna Bush gets cited for drinking. She's underage. She's in a bar. And you're saying that a lot of restaurants will overlook this because you want pretty young women in there drinking. And you just used the term drink whore.
I misspoke, and what I meant was a single female bar patron.
Single female bar patron, drink whore.
No, I did, Phil, the single female bar. She's a staple. You start throwing them out, you strangle the businessman trade in the cradle. Some guys want their bars to be mistaken for a gay bar. That's their business. Not as long as I'm drawing breath are we going to be throwing beautiful young women out the street. Now, I'm not saying Jenna Bush is beautiful, but for Austin, she's probably Miss America. And if you think about it...
Well, you had an unfair business practice suit last year, okay? Let me read from this. You had
We settled that.
You had an unfair business practice suit. In it, Ms. Tanya Noel of Hollywood said you cut off her drink purchases because you said she was inebriated, even though she wasn't. You admitted that you cut off the drink purchases to women that aren't that attractive so you can get better-looking women to sit at the bar. Is that right?
I didn't exactly say that.
And now you're saying that those attractive women may also be younger than 21.
Look, if you buy a bar, you do business your way. Jenna Bush doing some bar a favor by being there, classing it up a bit. The Austin PD coming down on her. Look, this kid, Chelsea Clinton. Let's talk about the free. She didn't party. She goes to Stanford. She gets her nose in the books. Finally, we got some woman in the White House who likes to take a drink and have a ball. We're going to hassle her. This is a staple of the restaurant business, Phil. If you want guys in there, you got to have young women in there. And so when I read this, I was a little bit shocked.
Well, maybe because Jenna Bush is the daughter of the president, that she has to be above suspicion, and that if she is an underage woman drinking in a bar and people see that, people are going to talk.
You don't think people are talking when she gets cited? All I'm telling you is the Austin PD or whoever takes these underage women out of bars, they're not doing the bar owners any good. Because men go to bars to drink with women, and when the beautiful women aren't there, the men aren't there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. The owner saying that Jenna Bush, underage in a bar, it's done all the time because you want beautiful young women in there to draw the guys in there. And I'm just saying that, plus he had this unfair business practice suit where a woman sued him because he cut off her drink purchases saying she was drunk, when in point of fact, he said that she wasn't as attractive as the better-looking women that could have sat there. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
So tell me how it works, Ted. You're in the restaurant and bar business. Is a bar at your restaurant?
Absolutely. As you walk in, we've got a beautiful bar.
Okay. To attract men into that bar, I would imagine that guys are going to go in and get a cold beer anyway.
Well, the guy's going to go in and get a cold beer, but one of the things that a guy doesn't want to see is a bar full of other guys. Unless you're the kind of guy that, you go to the gay deal, but I'm talking about straight guys. And a guy wants to see women in the bar. Now, the most prominent spot in a bar is the bar itself, where you sit on a stool. And I'm going to be very honest with you, Phil, and this is nothing that bar owners across the country don't already know. If a guy walks into a bar room and he looks over at the bar, and he sees a lot of women sitting there who are a little bit hard on the eyes, I don't know that that guy is going to do too much drinking in there.
And unless he likes women that are hard on the eye. I mean, I don't know what you mean by hard on the eyes.
Well, I think that, I've been in the bar and restaurant business for a long enough time, I think I can be a pretty good judge of what a beautiful woman is.
One of these days I'd like to know what being in the restaurant business, how that makes you a judge of women, but go ahead.
All right. How does that make me a judge of women?
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of women coming into bar rooms. I've escorted women in. I've thrown them out. I've seen them drunk, whatever. If you've got a lot of women sitting at the bar and they are hard on the eyes, the guy's not going to hang around. Now, if you've got women sitting at the bar who are good-looking, attractive, however you want to put it, Phil, look, I don't want you to see me as some amoral guy. I'm just a guy trying to make a living. A man's going to spend a little bit more time at the bar.
So these women that are hard on the eyes, you see them at a table, don't you?
I'm not...
You know, see, you're reluctant to say it, but when a woman comes in and she, if she's hard on the, quote, eyes...
A bunch of skanks in a bar does not look too good for a guy who wants to spend some time in the company of a woman, okay?
And there you go, skanks.
All right, you got me to say it? I said it.
Yeah, you said it, all right. And
well, you guys that are purer than the driven snow, I got to make a living. And I'm not, I don't mean skank that a guy doesn't want to be with them. I'm saying they're not the women that you want to have sitting at the bar. Because the bar is the advertisement. It's the billboard for where it is. You know, it's the billboard for the room. Now, you take some of these women, you sit them in the back. There's nothing wrong with that. They get just as good service.
But because they're sitting in the back, they don't scare away the guys.
They won't scare the men away as much as possible. That's right. Now, that lawsuit, that woman accusing me of unfair business practice, she couldn't say that I wouldn't serve her because she's a woman, because I was very happy to serve her. It's just that we steered her away from the bar, you know, so that
her homely looks wouldn't cause men not to sit down in the bar.
That is that in a nutshell is the case. Again, Jenna Bush, I don't know. I don't know. The old man is that great looking, and I don't. But apparently, if she's good looking, then possibly she had a right to be in that bar room.
But if are you serving underage women?
Okay, so how do you want me to answer that?
Are you serving underage women?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
You're going to get a cop in there, and he's going to cite you. You're going to lose your liquor license if you're doing that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about underage women. Women over the age of 18 or under the age of 21, they don't look as young as a guy that isn't 21. Underage women can doll up, and they can look pretty good. I'm willing to take that chance. I don't want to break the law, but I'm not walking around carding people, if that's what you're asking me.
So you got these chicks lined up at the bar, Ted, and you're not asking them for IDs. You're just giving them drinks because they look good. Dude, you're going to lose your liquor license if a cop walks in there some night and starts checking these people out, or he's there more than one time or another time, and, you know, he's there, like, you know, every night that week. Next thing you know, you're going to lose your liquor license, aren't you?
You know, so why don't you let me worry about that? I'm just telling you how it is.
Let you worry about. Oh, yeah, you can worry about it all that you want, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Now, if you didn't read this story, Jenna Bush, she got fined for drinking, underage person drinking in a bar. And she got a $500 fine. She's over the age of 18. Ted's telling me that it's standard operating procedure among a lot of bars and a lot of restaurants to allow women who may not be of age to drink at the bar, especially at the bar, because it keeps the guys coming in. And the other thing is, you're not even denying the fact that you got sued. You got sued, dude, for not serving a woman who you say was hanky looking at your bar because she might drive off the guys.
Well, I'm not proud necessarily of calling her hanky, and I know that I did. But
you know that you did. You said, hey, you're too hanky to be sitting at the bar.
I did, and I probably had been imbibing a little too much myself, yeah. But as far as I was concerned, at least, it was a move that I had to make.
Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, sir.
I'm not here to label anybody, but I just feel this guest that you have on the show now is a bigot, and he should... I'm surprised.
How am I bigot? I'm not declining service to anybody.
Yeah, you know what? That it's bigotry. It's discrimination. And what I want to know is this: listen, you own a business. You're in the business to make money. Don't you want to have people in your business spending their money? What do you care what they look like?
I they're in my business and they're spending their money. I don't understand your question.
Well, I can't believe that you don't understand what I'm saying because...
No, I don't understand what you're saying. They're in my business. They're spending their money. They're not sitting at the bar, if that's what you're asking.
Because he won't let what he calls hanky women sit at his bar.
Well, who are you to decide who is attractive and who's not attractive?
Look, I can tell you this right now. You know what a beautiful woman is. You see her in Playboy every month, okay? I don't think it takes a brain surgeon. And when I've got women sitting at the bar, I would much rather they look a little bit classier and a little bit more attractive than some dowdy chick that's coming in with, I don't know. I got a business to run.
Well, why don't you make a friendly establishment that welcomes everybody? Maybe you'd have a better business.
Right, exactly.
What's next? If you're judging them on how they look... Well, who are you going to discriminate against?
What is it? What, have you got a sister that's ugly or something? I don't know. What? You're a guy. I'm doing this for you.
You know.
You want to? Let me ask you. You go into a bar there, and where are you calling from?
Because you know what? I wouldn't want to go in there with a bunch of my friends. What if a couple of women friends of mine, if we went in as a group, I would be astounded if you pointed a couple of people out and wouldn't let them sit in a
What if Greg comes into the bar and he's got two girlfriends with him, and he wants to sit at the bar?
That's exactly it. That's exactly
the
point.
What are the girlfriends like? In that instance, do you mind sitting apart from them for a while?
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm asking him a question.
I think this is ludicrous. How do you have a bar and how do you have a liquor license? But what are you going to make them drink from a different water fountain next?
Sir, what I'm saying to you is, I just asked you a question. If you came in with two women judged were not capable of sitting at the bar, would you mind sitting apart from them for a while?
So the guy comes in with two of his girlfriends, and they got to go sit in the back while he sits at the bar because they're not good-looking enough?
That's astounding.
Okay, so in other words, this guy...
What do you mean not capable? You just said they're not capable of sitting at the bar?
That's correct, yeah.
What do you mean? Who said they're not capable?
They're not capable because they do not have the... I'm trying to get good-looking women. Only the women... Well, all right. If you don't get it, you don't get it, pal. But you're not obviously not in the restaurant business.
Well, you know what? You're not going to be in the restaurant business for long.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Ted, look, the women...
No, I want to tell you something. They know the rules of the game. They know that if they take up two stools at the bar, they may need to go to the back. That's all there is to it.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Tom on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to make a comment that this restaurant owner is truly what is wrong with America today. Very judgmental. I feel that he can definitely make a very good living like many other restaurant owners do by serving anybody who walks into their bar and treats people fairly and does not serve underage women.
I think when it comes to not serving underage women, obviously you've got a point. I'm just trying to tell you and Mr. Henry that restaurants do it. They serve underage women if they're good-looking.
If they're good-looking.
You're very general. Restaurants do. You know, I've been to many restaurants, many bars, and I do not see underage women in there.
Sir, are you certain that you know an underage woman when you see one? I'm talking about under 21.
Maybe not every single one of them, but I think very close you can tell. I really do. And I have seen many restaurant owners or bar owners that actually card girls that don't look their age.
Well, I'll tell you, they're cutting off their own balls. Because Well, they are, because if you keep beautiful women out of your bar, what do you want, turn it into a gay bar? Is that what the whole deal is?
I just don't think that all beautiful women are under 21. I really don't.
Okay.
Well, look, at a lot of women under 21 might not be the greatest looking things on earth either. Have you thought about that?
I think that in that instance, if you got a businessman who's worked very hard, I think he's going to take age over looks at that point.
He's going to take age over. In other words, just bring on the virgin, no matter what she looks like.
I feel I didn't make the rules.
The law says what the law says, and the law says that you can't serve an underage woman, no matter how good looking she is. And
all right, but let's say I stop serving all the underage women tomorrow. The fact of the matter is, you can't keep me from allowing good looking women at the bar. What are you going to sue me for?
You're talking about two different things.
That's exactly right. Two different things. Keeping an underage woman out of the bar is not the same. You want to keep ugly women away from your bar? Well, I guess, what do you do if one sits there?
I say to her, perhaps you'd be more comfortable at a table. We've got a very beautiful table for you over here.
And if she says, no, I'm fine where I am?
You can simply say to her, we had a reservation. There's a party that wants to sit at the bar. And you do it in a polite way, in a way that, you know, you're not going to let her know that that her face... You know, isn't great. Okay, good. So, Tom, you understand or not, that's how I do business.
All right, Wonderful. Look at Tom. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, ostensibly about Jenna Bush, who's she is the daughter of President Bush, got fined and arrested and then fined for being underage in a bar room. But the bigger question here is, Ted Bell and restaurants like his, do they serve to underage women? And what's this whole trip about, we got to have good-looking women at the bar and the ugly ones have to sit at a table? Because the bar is the billboard, it's the advertisement for the restaurant, and if you got hanky-looking women sitting... You know, the whole thing, man, is... And that other guy said it. What if he brings in a couple of women that he wants to sit with? They got to sit in the back and he gets to sit at the bar? 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Look, a guy doesn't want to buy an ugly woman a drink, right?
I don't know.
Phil, go with me on this. You think a guy wants to buy an ugly woman a drink?
What is ugly to you may not be ugly to another guy. I don't know whether a guy doesn't want to buy an ugly woman a drink.
Well, the point is, all I'm asking of the women that come into our bar is to understand that men will buy a lot of drinks, and obviously that's one of the reasons why I'm in business. Excuse me for wanting to make money.
Ted, nobody's telling you that you can't make any money. You're keeping what you call ugly women off the bar. They got to sit at tables while the good-looking women, and in some instances, underage good-looking women. Let me ask you something. You'd be the guy that would have served Jenna Bush, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen her.
Oh, yeah. Well, if she was good-looking enough?
Look, I got her father. I've seen him. I've seen her mother. So what are you telling me? I want to want her in my bar?
Apparently she's cute, man. I don't know. But the point is, you're going to serve Jenna Bush, and she's going to get sighted, and then the guy's going to look at your liquor license, and then you're in trouble. Here is Rita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. How
yes,
are
ma'am.
You?
Yes, ma'am. Good.
I have a statement to say to the guest tonight. First of all, he is delusional if he thinks that restaurant bar owners have the same philosophy as he does.
I think that there's a few of them out there that understand what I'm talking about.
Maybe a few. The majority do not do that.
Are you in the restaurant business?
I go out. I'm a client.
I go out
to bars and restaurants once, twice a week, and I have never, ever seen a bar restaurant owner throw what you call an ugly woman out. And like
I didn't throw them out. I didn't say that I threw them out. I asked them to sit at a table as opposed to sit up at the bar.
It's a free country.
Which is the not in my establishment. I have the right to sit people where I want to sit them. That's a private establishment.
That's a private establishment.
Your establishment, sir, is for the public.
And
that's
true.
The public has the freedom
but
to sit
I do have the right.
There's
a sign that we put up called "We reserve the right to refuse service." Rita, you know that one. You've seen it, right? We
The only time I've seen them refuse service is for those who have drank way too much.
Okay, and let's ask Rita right now. Rita, what are your chances of sitting at the bar in my restaurant?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I'm just asking.
Well,
I don't know, sir.
Because what
well,
one
let me tell
man
you this.
Might think. We one let, man might think, sir, please don't interrupt.
Well, I'm saying we only let good-looking women sit at the bar. So what's your shot of sitting up there?
What are you trying to humiliate
her? Well, I'm just.
You know, this is the problem. One man might think I'm cute, and another man might think I'm a dog.
Okay, then in other words, you'd be sitting on the floor. And all of the things that we're saying here do not preclude you from sitting in my restaurant. All we're talking about is if you're a little bit. Look,
if I walk into your establishment, I'll sit wherever I want. Because
well,
I'm
no,
paying
you won't.
Money.
No,
I'm
you won't.
Money
I'll tell you where to
drink.
Sit.
I'm paying money for that drink, and I'm paying tips for the person that serves it.
If you're not that good looking, do you have a problem with removing underwear or something that is going to make the men in that establishment? Do you have?
What are you talking about?
No, I'm
you're absolutely sick.
No, I'm asking the men in our bar.
I suggest that the people that walk in your establishment don't. You need to be out of business, buddy.
I need to make money, and I got to make money. The business.
You're not
going to
make
money.
Money.
So you can't
you're
take
not
your underwear
make
off.
Money out of the only few people you think are good looking.
So that's a no on taking your underwear off.
Taking her underwear.
Is that a no?
Taking her underwear off. Are you telling me now you're standing at the door? You know, you're a little ugly. Would you mind taking your underwear off? Is that what you're doing? Ted, is that what you're doing?
Now I'm confused as which end is he looking at?
Look, if you haven't got it in the face, maybe you've got something to offer.
Okay.
Oh, so in other words, we're getting hung up on here because I said basically, would you take your underwear off? And
yeah, that's about it, Ted. Thank you very much, Rita. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
very pleasant good evening to you. I'm Orr Bell, and this is Coast to Coast. I can tell you that it has been a very interesting half hour. As unexplained phenomenon goes, this one will reverberate for centuries. And we do have on the line Dr. Johnson Jameson. We have had the sighting of UFOs. We have had the Yeti. We have had the Bermuda Triangle. We've had crop circles. But what happened yesterday is, I believe, the very first time an unexplained phenomenon has occurred that we have all been witness to. It's frightening. It turns your stomach. It makes you want to retch. And yet you can't take your eyes away from it. General Johnson Jameson is on to explain it from his bunker complex some 600 feet below the Manitoba crust. And a very good evening to you, General Jameson.
Good evening, Art.
I am absolutely astounded by this, and are you able to make head or tail out of it?
I'm going over my facts and figures right now. I was at my telescope much of the night looking out into the night, and I didn't see anything, but let's just say we're frightened.
Well, NASA and JPL both have confirmed.
I do have confirmation from JPL.
They have both confirmed this unusual cosmic event. Brad Pitt has announced he's opening his own clothing line.
Scares the crap out of me. I can...
And our challenge is twofold: to explain this phenomenon and to milk this bit for as long as we can, possibly, hopefully, to the end of the hour.
I will try to help you milk it. I don't know if there's enough material there to... In other words, you're making a difficult stretch. Brad Pitt opening his own clothing line and an Art Bell shtick, you know?
Well, let's just see what we can do. I'm Art Bell, and this unexplained cosmic phenomenon... Brad Pitt opening... I've never seen this happen before, have you?
Never. Never. It's completely unknown to the experience of man, a celebrity opening up their own line of clothing. I have never heard of a female celebrity, for instance, opening up her own line of workout clothes.
It's just never happened.
Never. And so,
Well, what do you have? What so far do you have,
Well, I went into the laboratory and collated some information. Apparently... Brad Pitt's socks will go for $60, a T-shirt for $350, and rubber flip-flops with Brad Pitt's name on them, $70.
Are these good deals?
Sure, yeah, whatever. You know, go ahead, Art, buy yourself a whole bunch.
Because the flip-flops with his name on it, they seem pretty...
Yeah, well, I think so. Also, he has a cologne out. Now, the new Brad Pitt cologne, I'm told... smells just like someone's ass, or Old Spice, whichever comes first. $50 for a bottle of that.
All right, so Brad Pitt cologne, it smells like ass, $50. Now, how could this happen? Why weren't we on guard for this?
Well, I don't know. It's so, as I say, unexpected and unexplained. I heard there are rumors, Kathy Lee Gifford, Jacqueline's, but I don't go into Kmart, so why would I... You know,
is he going to sell his stuff in Kmart, or...
Well, I don't know. Brad Pitt selling his stuff in Kmart, I would suggest that he does, because the only reason why... Who's going to go down the street wearing Brad Pitt tennis shorts? Isn't that gay?
I don't know. Question on the table right now, is it gay, or would it be, to wear Brad Pitt clothing with his name on a little logo there right above your left breast? And, of course, the little polo ballot man and all that Ralph Lauren jazz. Most of these clothing lines, of course, that celebrities do open up, are they ever successful? Do they ever...
I don't know, because I thought this was the first that had ever...
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've never seen this happen before.
Right. When a celebrity thinks they're big enough in the eyes of the public, they automatically assume they can push their crap can clothes on us, and I think that's what's happened. I had a pair of... You know, do you know the David Brenner? Underwear was his thing, and they came with a pre-embroidered skid mark. And
that's fascinating.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's just hope that this kind of thing can be contained. This sort of thing is certainly, as I say, well without the realm of human experience. I've never heard of anybody, movie star, talk show host, singer, dancer, none of those people opening up their own line of clothing.
Robert Redford has a line of furniture.
Really?
Yeah, and it's real garbage. And I think that some other ass, Bill Blass or somebody like that, like a designer, he has his own furniture too.
Well, when you say it's garbage, what do you mean?
Well, I mean it all looks like it comes from my old ranch in Wyoming, and it's real rustic, and it's all like $9,000 for a bar stool. And, you know, it just... I mean, you wander the streets for hours with a stunned look on your face after you buy something like that. Hi, how are you? Fine. I just bought one of Robert Redford's bar stools for $9,000, and you're never the same. And I think if you put on a pair of Brad Pitt's clothes, just his shirt, the suit, pants, just anything like that, there is Paul Newman's spaghetti sauce and salad dressing, but even just the salad dressing's good. The spaghetti sauce tastes like it's urine. So I...
Well, I don't know. I've had the Paul Newman spaghetti sauce, and I thought it was quite good. But then I don't like Italian food, so I wouldn't know the difference.
No, you don't know the difference. And that's intended for people who don't. But I'm just shocked. I'm shaking. I'm stunned.
Well, General Jameson, thank you so much for that. And we, of course, will be updating everyone on the line of clothing from Brad Pitt. Maybe Alfalfa will be coming out with his own, some Stymie or something like that. Stymie's new designer tennis clothing, something. General, do you think I'd be successful if I opened up my own line of clothing?
Eminently, yes. I think an Art Bell line of clothing. Now, that makes sense. Sure, yeah, I'd run right out and get an Art Bell Banlon pullover tennis shirt. What, are you nuts?
Well, I just thought that...
Come on! Art Bell, you're the guy that has outer space all the time. What am I going to wear? Maybe if you came out with a space helmet, that would be great.
Well, I was thinking of that, the Art Bell line of space helmets.
Sure. You can come out with a space helmet. And how about this? Aluminum boots. And you can say that they're anti-gravity boots. That way people will think they can fly.
Well, let me write that down.
Well, don't bother writing it down because your fans don't have two quarters to rub together. They're about as cheap as Henry's.
All right. But I really like the idea of the anti-gravity boots. How about an aluminum suit that protects you from radiation?
Yes, that's it. All of your fans can walk around in aluminum suits, big space helmets, and anti-gravity boots. Hey, look, it's the Art Bell line of clothing. Holy Jesus. You know, why do you have me on your show?
Well, just a suggestion, General Jameson.
I think you ought to model the suit after the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
That's an idea, with a little conical hat.
Yeah, pointed hat. This is the new Art Bell leisure suit. It's the Tin Man.
All right, well, thank you, General Jameson, and certainly we'll be checking back in with you to see if any of this clothing is actually affordable to the average man.
Thank you.
This has been Coast to Coast. I'm the Tin. I'm Art Bell.
Okay, great, man. Now, we were going to do, of course, our antique show, so we're going to have to push that one back by another hour. Oddball day today here on the Phil Hendry Show. Just very strange. Very weird. We're going to have to go out and set some fires into some people's rear ends. We're going to have to go out and maybe do a little bit of a road show here. Maybe have to... That Jenna Bush thing, like, nobody even knows who Jenna Bush is. Nobody even knows who she is. She's the daughter of the president and she drinks too much. This guy, the whole Bush family could go out and die in an automobile accident tomorrow, and they'll still be talking about Clinton. Hey, did you hear? President Bush and his whole family got killed in a train wreck. Yeah, but what's Clinton doing? She's out there in Austin, Texas, having a blast, whatever, okay? Same thing happened to me. Have yourself a beer, you're not old enough. Boom, but nobody knows that story. And I'll tell you something else, that Robert Blake story... Outside of L.A., nobody could care. No one outside of Los Angeles, as far as Robert Blake goes, no one cares. It ain't going to be O.J., man. This Robert Blake thing is going to take a little bit longer than O.J. for that thing to start to spread, because that thing, beyond the city limits, people are just... If you're a celeb, man, it's going to get a little bit of news here. No matter what happens, maybe I could dummy up something. I'm not saying get anybody shot. Could I have you, Mike, maybe show up someplace with a little gunshot wound to your head? And then I have Phil Hendry's producer, and then we'll just, we're just kidding. But that Jenna Bush story and that Robert Blake thing yesterday, people don't even know about it. They don't even know about that Jenna Bush thing. That wasn't any headline, was it? I don't hear anybody even talking about it. Did you? Who? Who was talking about the Jenna Bush thing? Who? Don't tell me your wife. No, man, not on the radio. I mean, what you hear on the radio and what's happening out in real life, two completely different things. What people do you hear talking about that? Nobody. The only thing I ever hear people talking about when I'm out on the street is their vacation, their kid, their car, and the electricity, the rolling blackouts, how much that's going to cost, and the gasoline, the price of gasoline. Presidential kids getting into trouble, whatever, okay? They're still giving Bush a pass on this thing. But did you hear it on the radio on the news? What's the news? Talking about what people are talking about, man. The news? Do you realize that there's a five-minute newscast at the top of every hour at every radio station? They got to fill it up with something, man. They have to. Never, ever do you ever hear them say, good evening, there's no news, and now back to the music. Never. Never. Because they'll tell you there's always news, which is not true. There are many days when there's no news. But they'll just pad it in with something. An artichoke farmer was found strangled, and they think a caterpillar. Well, we don't know, a giant tarantula, something. They'll do anything. They'll come in with, you know, in China today, nothing happening in America. But in China, well, one of the communes, man, the record-breaking fish haul. They won the intercommune Olympics. But just once, you'd like to turn the radio on the guy and say, good evening, this is Bill Bifford, and there is no news, and we give you now back to our local program. Wait a minute, I'm not going to do any news because there is none. Well, I got to go to the can. Well, you're going to have to find another way to go to the can because you're not going to do it on my time because I'm not doing any news. I got to go to the bathroom, Bill, okay? Do weather. There isn't any. What do you mean there isn't any? There's no weather. Do sports. No, I don't feel like it. Get out of here. Go take your dump, and I'll just sit here, and I'll spin yarns. I'll tell stories. You know, when I was a boy, never will they ever say, no news. One time I worked with a guy who blew the newscast up halfway through because it just there wasn't any news. But just because Jenna, what's her ass, is on the news, don't make it news. Now, that's my whole philosophy, okay? You may disagree as my producer, and you are certainly entitled to that, but let's face it, I have the hammer. No, but seriously, I mean, just because you heard it on the news. I'm just kidding, Mike. You did the best you could with it. But that Robert Blake thing, I hope that goes away. Please, God, let it go away. First of all, it will go away because you don't have the racial, there's no race angle. There's just everybody's really sympathetic to Blake, too. Even if he did it, he probably deserved to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just they've already impugned this poor woman in death. I mean, if she's dead. Does anybody remember that one? All they know is that she was sending out weird letters to men, and she was stalking people, and she was oddball, and she had a criminal past, but oh yeah, she was murdered. Well, I was secondary on the list. I mean, the fact of the matter is she was writing people letters. It's Phil Hendry Show.